Hallmark Channel presents, in association with Johnson Production Group, Daytime, The Office of Higgins Ad Agency, Title Card, Fly Away With Me. A blonde-haired woman walks down the hall on her phone.
You get the voiceover report thing. You, oh, hi, Janice, hi. Kyle needs a kennel in Proust ASAP. Okay, great. I'll check my email. Thanks, bye.
Not a single one of those auditions moved me, so just send it out again and get me some new faces. Seriously, how hard is it to find a face to sell insurance?
Well, I read over the script, and maybe nobody moved you because I felt like it was lacking a bit of heart.
It's a commercial, Angie, not an Oscar movie.
They enter the office.
Steph, I need you to fly and props the set.
Actually, I've got dance class in an hour.
I can do it.
Great. Is that for me?
Oh, yes. Your double espresso.
See, this is why I think we should give it another shot.
Of espresso?
No, us. Because you get me and all of this.
Oh, well, what I got is that you're not into anything serious, which is fine.
But I'm a changed man, Angie. I haven't been out with a woman in months, really. Because why would I? I have you. Think about it. We could be dynamite here. Together, this world could be our oyster.
Props. Gotta get on the props.
Later that night, an apartment. Angie sits down on the couch in her bathrobe. She checks her messages. There are many, many unread messages from Kyle. A dark-haired woman joins her.
Hey.
Hi.
You're working late?
Angie.
Yeah, I had to step in as props coordinator.
Wow. What hat don't you wear in that office?
No, honestly, I had no idea how encompassing working in production would be. I just thought it'd be a great way for me to get my feet wet while I work on my script, which is going to be Oscar-worthy, by the way.
I have no doubts.
Angie looks down at her phone.
Oh, no. The apartment I was on the waitlist for just got rented. No, why does this keep happening?
You know what they say about this city. It's impossible to find a job, a boyfriend,
and a place to live. Well, you have nailed 3 out of 3.
They high-five.
Well, part-time boyfriend, but suits me just fine. By the way, he just flew in, and he's going to be crashing here for a couple of nights. You don't mind, do you?
Of course not. It's your place.
You're the best. Thanks. All right, I gotta go. I am late, as per usual. Do not stay up working too late.
They pinky swear.
Promise me, I won't.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
The roommate goes off. The next day, the apartment. Angie types on her laptop.
Okay.
She types a script.
Exterior, jungle, day.
She stares at the screen.
Coffee. I need coffee.
Angie's roommate appears.
Good morning.
There's a bearded man in a pink bathrobe with her.
Now just sleep.
Fantastic.
The man pours coffee.
Beth?
Beth.
Yeah. Why is Aaron wearing my bathrobe? I forgot to wash the towels. Sorry.
It looks cute on him now.
It does look cute.
Please don't tell me that is work on a Sunday.
Angie stares at her phone. A rental lottery win email.
I won.
What?
I won the rental lottery. I'm making my own place.
Oh my God, really?
Please, I'm getting my own apartment, my own space.
She got a place.
I got a place.
Sometime later, Angie arrives at an apartment complex. She takes a box containing a plant from the back of her car. She approaches the building. Inside the building, a man comes around the corner and approaches the concierge's desk.
Lewis.
The man.
You watch the hockey playoffs last night?
Lewis.
Am I alive and breathing?
You want me to pick you up anything while I'm out?
Nah, I'm good.
Angie comes bustling up to the door with her box.
Oh, hey.
The man goes to open the door.
Oh,
she drops her keys.
Sorry. I'm not busting in. Don't worry. I'm moving it to my very own...
She stares at the man a moment.
Place.
He smiles.
Well, you didn't strike me as a bandit. And even if you were, it's pretty hard to get anything past Lewis, sir.
He helps her with her things.
The napping's just a cover. Can I help you bring this to the elevator?
No, that's okay. Thanks, though.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
he gives her back the box.
Welcome to the building.
The man goes off. Angie heads for the elevator. Now she finds her apartment, sets her box on the floor, takes out her keys, and opens the door. She enters the fully furnished apartment. The spacious, trendy apartment is littered with open boxes. Angie turns in a happy circle looking around.
Okay. You are gonna thrive.
She puts the box on the counter. Then twirls in a circle with her plant. She places a cushion on the couch. Next, she goes out onto the balcony. The building has a great view of the city. Angie places the plant on a low table. Angie ducks as a colorful bird passes by. Angie hustles back inside. Inside the apartment, Angie finds a parrot perched on a counter. Angie.
What? Where did you come from? Hello? Hello? Is anyone missing a bird?
The parrot.
Hello? Hello?
Coming!
Angie scurries toward the door. She opens the door, revealing a dark-haired woman. The woman.
Hi, Angie Leroy. Janine Fowler, building manager.
Janine shakes Angie's hand.
Welcome. Congratulations on winning the lottery.
Oh, thank you.
I see you're almost all settled in.
Almost.
Great. Well, in case if you haven't had time to read my welcome email,
here is a hard copy of everything you need to know about the building.
Janine gives Angie
including
the binder.
Newly implemented no pet policy, excluding fish. Because what mess do they make, really? Well, the last tenant in your unit, I will say, he respected the rule but had a nasty habit of feeding the pigeons on the balcony. And it's the reason the unit came up.
I think I saw a pigeon out there. Must be a clinger on her, wondering where the buffet went.
Well, don't worry. I have bird control looking into some measures.
Copy that.
If you need anything, don't hesitate to ask. And remember, we're all one big family here.
Copy that!
Got it! I think I have something in my throat. I think I have a frog in my throat. Anyways, thank you so much for everything. I will reach out if I have any problems.
Angie hustles Janine out of the apartment. Later on the phone.
What am I supposed to do with it?
Beth.
Well, did you call the zoo? Yeah, I called the zoo, who told me to call Wildlife Services, who told me to call the bird rescue place, who told me they were overcrowded. Well, I can't keep it here because it's against the rules. I'm so sorry, Ange. What about a pet store? Oh, my gosh. You're a genius. A pet store. I'm going to go there now. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Later, Angie enters the pet store. She approaches the counter.
Hi there. Hi. I was wondering if you could take a parrot off my hands.
Clerk.
What kind of parrot?
It's a blue and yellow one.
Blue and gold macaw, a descendant of the Cetacidae family.
Oh, yeah, whatever. So can you take it?
Sorry, pet shops don't take in rescues.
None of them?
Nada.
Okay. Could you tell me which aisle your bird cages are in?
Aisle 4.
Thanks.
Angie goes to aisle 4 to look at bird cages. The man she met at the building appears.
Shopping for a pet?
No, not at all. No, this is not for me or my new place. It's for my old roommate. She got a pet, and so I'm picking up some stuff for her, so... What are you doing here?
He holds up a can.
Fish food.
You're right. The only pet allowed on the list.
Or so we're told. Mm. We wouldn't want to break the rules, right?
No. I've wanted my place for a very long time, so I'm definitely going to be crossing all my T's and dotting all my I's.
Right. Well, it's nice to run into you.
Angie.
Ted.
They shake hands.
Glad to officially meet you, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you around.
Yeah. Now you will. See me around.
Next, Angie returns to the building. Carrying the cage, she tries to enter nonchalantly. Lewis watches as Angie tries to casually pass him. Once past him, she scurries to the elevator. She sets the cage on the floor, then presses the button. Ted enters as the doors close. Ted.
Oh, well, fancy meeting you again. Same floor.
Angie.
So, what kind of fish do you have?
tropical. You know, mollies, guppies, this big old catfish. He's kind of like the godfather of the tank. Keeps the rest of them in line.
Ted looks down at the cage and various other accoutrements she's brought home.
What sort of bird does your former roommate have?
Parrot. Thing doesn't shut up.
The elevator door opens. Angie picks up the cage and they exit. They bump each other, turning the corner.
Sorry.
No.
Please, sorry.
They walk down the hallway, stopping in the same spot. They're across the hall from each other.
Oh, well, look at that. We're neighbors.
Yeah, we like it.
Not on your Nelly.
That's my roommate. My old roommate, not my roommate now. Dropping some stuff off, must be on the phone. Well, I'll see you around, neighbor.
Yeah.
Bye.
They enter their apartments. Now the parrot's in a cage. Angie's unit, nighttime. Angie.
Okay, I have an online ad for a free parrot and one for a lost one.
Beth, sipping wine.
Maybe you shouldn't put it for free. You could get a lot of weirdos.
You are so right about that.
I just hope the owner is looking for it. I mean, this bird must have flown out of somebody's place from somewhere.
Maybe it will chirp its address.
Which would be so much better than the random phrases it keeps on belting out. Which, by the way, almost got me in trouble with my neighbor, who is pretty easy on the eyes.
Excusez-moi. Please do tell me more.
Nothing to tell, other than he's really cute, and he has a fish, so he plays by the rules.
Okay. Beth?
No!
Beth puts down her wine, gets up, and runs to the edge of the balcony.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
They look at Ted through his window. Then they scramble back to the couch on the balcony.
Okay, this is perfect. I mean, you no longer have to look for a place to live. You already have a job, and hello, right next door is a potential man.
Angie picks up her wine.
Actually, I was kind of thinking I might give Kyle another chance.
Before you say no. Okay. He is not dating every woman that walks through the production office door anymore.
Oh, that's good. So does that mean he wants to get serious?
I mean, it seems like it. And he's right. Our schedules complement each other, and I really don't have any time to date anymore.
Okay. Well, you do what you want, bud. He is easy on the eyes.
I know. But with that bird, I just want to remain neighborly, because I do not want him reporting me back to Janine, the condo cop.
Okay, so then you get him a bottle, something tropical to go with the whole tropical fish theme, and then voila, neighborly duty is done. And then maybe hot neighbor will invite you in for a little drink.
You are relentless.
I know.
Another day, Angie comes out of her apartment, crosses the hall, and knocks on Ted's door. Ted opens the door.
Hey.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring you this.
She holds up a bottle.
Neighbor.
Wow, thank you. I love them like that.
I know, who doesn't love a little tropical in a bottle? Is everything okay?
Yes. Yeah, just hanging a picture, and it probably fell.
Huh. Well, I was thinking that you and I, we could have...
Thank you, that's very thoughtful.
He takes the bottle and closes the door.
A drink.
Angie goes back into her place.
That didn't work.
Now in Ted's place. Ted.
You had to get into trouble while I was talking to the new neighbor.
A large dog sits on his couch.
Listen, Zoe.
He sits beside Zoe.
You gotta keep it together, okay? Because that one, she likes to dot her I's and cross her T's.
Another morning. Angie lays sleeping, sprawled on her bed. Parrot.
Rise and shine!
Oh, seriously?
Early bird gets the worm.
Angie wakes up.
I'm trying.
Martha! Martha!
Angie taps on the cage.
Hey, Martha! Is that your owner's name, Martha? Now you stop talking.
Angie opens the cage door.
Come on.
The parrot climbs on the outside of the cage.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah!
Angie flaps her arms and goes out on the balcony.
Fly outside. Fly outside.
Angie runs around flapping her arms on the balcony.
Fly.
Ted is on his balcony. He thinks she's nuts.
Don't you want to fly?
Angie taps on the window. The bird's on top of the cage.
Come on, don't you want to go home?
Angie comes back inside.
Maybe you can't go home.
Angie answers her phone.
Hello?
Kyle.
Where are you?
I am on my way.
Good, because the Tendelin clients aren't happy, so I need you to go over some new art, and the Hennessy proposal needs to be approved before noon.
Yeah, of course. I will be there soon. Bye, Kyle.
Kyle hangs up. Angie to the bird.
You be good.
Exiting their apartments, Angie and Ted stand face to face. They turn around and lock their doors. Now they head to the elevator. Ted.
Sorry about last night.
Angie.
No big deal. How's your picture?
My picture?
The one that fell?
Right, yeah, it's good. It's broken. Definitely broken.
They wait for the elevator. The doors open and they step into the elevator car.
Floor?
Lobby, please.
Ted presses the button. The door slides closed.
You off to work?
Yep, you?
Yeah, putting in my 8 hours directing air traffic.
Angie brushes back her hair. There's bird poop on her shoulder.
Bird dropping on your shoulder.
Angie looks appalled. The door opens, revealing Janine. Janine steps into the elevator, standing between them. Janine.
Morning.
Oh, Ted, I heard from maintenance you're having some issues with your thermostat.
Oh, actually, it's fine now.
I'll come by tomorrow, just to make sure.
Angie fiddles with her hair to cover
and
the bird poop.
I'll see you both later at the condo meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. That's good. I'll see you, Ted.
The door opens and Janine exits.
I worked too hard.
Angie steps out of the elevator. Later, at the office, Angie sits at her desk on the phone.
Hi there. I don't know if your veterinarians treat birds, but I have a parrot that may or may not be able to fly. No, I really don't know much about the parrot.
Kyle appears parrot? And sits beside her.
Do we need one for casting?
I'm going to call you back. Okay.
Angie puts down her phone.
A bird flew into my new place.
You got a place?
Yeah, I did.
That's great. I'll come by and see it. Bring you a plant or something.
Yeah, sure. That's okay, yeah.
Great. By the way, do we have the flight simulator book for the spot?
Yes. And here are the headshots that came in for the pilot role. I think that guy might be a good choice.
Kyle looks through the headshots.
Nope. 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 No, none of these are special enough. I want like a Buzz Lightyear, but not animated.
Seth watches them.
Yeah, on it.
Kyle goes off. Now at the condo meeting, Janine.
Next on the agenda, door decorations. Some of you have expressed your desire to display wreaths and whatnot. I think as long as it's inoffensive, we can bring the matter to a vote. All those who agree to door decorations, raise your hands.
They all raise their hands.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great. Now, regarding the new no pet policy.
Angie drinks her drink.
I'm thrilled at how accommodating everyone has been, especially because I would hate to have to give anyone notice for not complying. And we all know how difficult it is to secure a unit in this city. Just ask our newest tenant, Angie. Who was lucky enough to win one of our rental units by lottery.
Angie.
Oh, wow, thank you.
All right, then. Up next,
Ted.
We have here...
What about a size restriction to the rule? Say if it was no pets bigger than 50 or 60 pounds.
I'd love to oblige, Ted. But my father, who owns the building, has instructed me to maintain the property. And we all know pets spell property damage. Okay, and this concludes our meeting.
Janine sits beside Angie holding a tray of skimpy hors d'oeuvres.
How are you settling in?
Oh, I'm great. Good. I love it here.
Well, I hope it works out. Because you see, my father, he worked very hard to find good tenants who respect the rules. And I want to do my best to follow in his footsteps.
I totally get that. No, I'm all about the rules. I love rules. Especially the part about the no pet thing. Who's got time for a pet? Me, no.
I'm glad to hear that. Cracker?
Janine holds up the tray.
Of course, yeah. Thank you.
Enjoy.
She gets up. Ted to Angie.
You don't really think this no pet rule is reasonable, do you?
Yes, of course.
Personally, I think it's a bit archaic. I mean, most places are starting to adopt at least size restrictions.
Well, I guess I could see that. But why rock the boat when you don't have to, right?
Right.
See you around.
Angie goes off. Now Angie meets Beth in the park. Beth holds out a drink. Angie.
Okay, I only have like 15 minutes.
Beth.
Oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. I have to run back to the apartment and clean it because it is a disaster.
I did not realize how much of my slack you were picking up.
It really wasn't that bad.
He was all the time.
All the time. Literally all the time.
All the time.
So tell me about the new place. How's the new apartment?
How's the neighbor? Any interaction there?
Well, I found out he's an air traffic controller.
Ooh.
But if I'm going to be doing any flirting, it's definitely going to be Janine.
The condo cop?
Yeah, I really want to be on a good side because I think she might have a thing for him. Which is totally fine by me because I don't think Ted wants to be all that neighborly with me anyway. Plus, I think Kyle might stop by for a little housewarming.
Angie sips her drink through a straw.
So we just file away the Hot Pilot and the Fantasy Bank for now. Wait. Done. And done.
Ooh, thank you.
Angie checks her phone.
Oh, I gotta go.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you,
thank
too.
You for my coffee.
Of course.
Bye.
Angie goes off. Now back at the building, Angie steps out of the elevator. She starts walking to the apartment. Zoe escapes into the hallway and runs past her. Angie whirls around, shocked. Ted comes out. He runs down the hall after Zoe. Angie stands in the hallway, stunned. Janine steps off the elevator. Angie drops her things to distract her. Ted sneaks into the apartment. Janine.
Hello, Angie.
Angie.
Oh, hello, Janine.
Angie's about to knock on Ted's door.
Ted's not home.
Angie blocks her. Inside, Ted shushes Zoe.
He's working a double.
Really? I didn't think air traffic controllers were allowed to work double shifts.
Did I say he is working? I meant he is playing. A double tennis.
Oh. You know, well, in that case, I should get the master key and feed his fish.
I'm gonna feed his fish. He asked me to do it. I'm gonna go out, get some fish food, bring it back, feed his fish. He is very busy.
Sounds like you two have become quite friendly.
No. Just doing what good neighbors do.
All right. I guess I'll just swing by later.
Bye.
Janine goes back into the elevator. Zoe and Ted peek out of the apartment. Ted comes down the hallway with Zoe on a leash. Angie looks at Zoe.
Yours?
Ted.
Yeah. No, sort of. I'm dog sitting.
Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
I appreciate it.
Just don't tell Janine. If you get caught, then I'd be in cahoots.
I promise I will not bring you down with me.
Mm, thanks, Ted.
No, thank you for being a good sport.
Yeah.
Angie pats Zoe. She opens her door.
Hello.
The parrot walks out into the hallway.
Hello.
What? Angie smiles. Now in Zoe's unit, Ted and Angie share a drink. Ted.
So my sister adopted Zoe, and then 2 weeks later, she got this promotion overseas. Plan was to keep her in boarding until she got settled, but I was the emergency contact, and the boarders contacted me when she wasn't adjusting, so here we are.
Angie.
So how long have you been keeping her a secret?
2 weeks.
Ugh.
How about you?
Chatty Cathy over there conveniently crashed into my place the day I moved in.
Wow, and just stayed?
Yeah, just stayed. I'm actually starting to wonder if maybe there's something wrong with it. I mean, it can only fly from, like, here to the couch, and that's about it.
Well,
I can sympathize with that.
What do you mean?
I tried to get my wings, but turns out getting your pilot's license is a lot harder than I thought. Proved my dad right. Better just to keep my feet firmly planted on the ground.
Hmm. Well, my mom was a dancer, and she never kept her feet on the ground. She was a firm believer in always reaching for the sky. But that's kind of like an air traffic controller, right? You're like the godfather of the skies, always telling the planes where to go, like, you, get out of the air space.
Yeah, kind of exactly like that. You know, I was wrong about you. I thought you were all about dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Well, I guess I'm a woman of mystery then. I'm sorry, my phone must be connected to my Bluetooth. Disconnected. Sorry about that. Do you want to go look at the sunset? It's so beautiful.
Yes, I do.
They step out onto the balcony. They watch the sun about to set over the water.
So, what kind of job do you have?
Advertising, but it's just temporary because my dream is to one day write scripts for movies. I just haven't had a lot of time to do it because of all the fires.
Well, what kind of scripts would you write if you did have the time?
Adventure. Like Romancing the Stone or Raiders of the Lost Ark. I just love the exotic thrill of it. Problem is, my lack of adventure is making it kind of hard for me to be inspired. I mean, the most excitement I've had is that darn bird. Not that I want any more excitement with that thing.
Well, the good news is Janine doesn't actually live in the building, but she does manage to be here most days. So if things get a bit exciting, I promise. I got your back.
Thanks, Ted. Cheers to that.
Cheers. To our joint adventure.
They clink glasses. Angie's apartment. Another day.
The air is hot. The sky threatens.
Angie works on her script.
The air is thick with the threat of a storm. Not the only danger that lurks in the jungle.
Angie looks at the bird.
What danger?
Angie talks to the bird.
Nice night, right? Why don't we go take a look?
She gets up and pushes the cage over to the window.
There you go. Look. Nice night, right? Lots of stars. Although, I bet where your ancestors came from, there's a lot more stars. Where do you think they came from? Costa Rica? Panama? Panama. I like that. I bet you could write my jungle adventure.
The parrot.
Angie and Gil!
Yeah. That's my name, Angie. And is your name Gil? Huh. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Gil. Maybe that's a story. A girl and her bird.
The next day, Angie approaches her car in the parking lot. Ted catches up with her. Ted.
Angie.
Angie.
Ted. Hey. Guess what? I found out the parrot's name is Gil. Sounds like more of a fish name, but maybe it will help me find its owner.
Ah, well, if you want, I have an appointment booked with Zoe's vet this morning, and she agreed to take a look at Gil's wing.
Really? Thanks, Ted. That's nice of you.
Yeah, but if you have to work, I can take
it. No. This is more important. Let me just tell my office that I have a doctor's appointment.
You need me to write you a doctor's note?
That's okay. Well, thank you. Come on, let's go get the kids.
Now Ted and Angie sneak down the stairwell with the animals. Ted.
You want an adventure? Getting your pets out of here without getting busted is about as adventurous as it gets.
Angie tosses Ted a blanket. At the bottom of the stairs, Angie peeks around the corner. A man's coming around the corner. The A man stares at Angie and Gil, who freeze in place. He goes through a door. Angie checks around the corner.
Clear!
They hurry out of the building through a side door. Now they head to the car. They stuff the animals in the car, the birds in the trunk. Lewis watches on a security camera. Janine appears at his shoulder. Janine.
Was that Ted and Angie?
Lewis.
I believe so. Two of them seem to be getting on.
Well, of course. They're neighbors. Not like Ted and I. We have a different kind of connection. I'm sure you've seen it, being the eyes and ears. All right, then. As you were.
Janine goes off. Now at the vet. Vet.
So, no idea where it came from?
Looking at Gil.
None.
Well, I can fix his wing.
Angie.
Is it broken?
Fractured. Which can heal. It'll just take a couple of
Ted.
Weeks.
Ted.
But he'll be able to fly again?
100%. As long as we restrict his movement. If you want, we could board him here until it heals.
Yeah, that would be a huge help. Thanks.
I'll just have the technician prepare a room.
The vet goes off with the parrot. Zoe watches.
Hey, don't worry. He'll be well taken care of.
Thanks. Plus, it will give me time to find his owner.
Oh, Zoe, it's gonna be okay.
Zoe lays down. Now at the office. Angie and Kyle sit at their desks. Kyle.
Okay.
On the phone.
Great.
Now to Angie.
Hey.
Yeah?
We did it. The tunneling client low, the spot. I told you, dynamite.
Ah, Kyle, that's so great.
We should celebrate.
Angie holds her hand up for a high five. Kyle holds it.
I have to take this.
Angie answers the phone.
Hi, Angie speaking.
The vet.
Hi, it's Dr. Moore. Oh, hi, yeah, is everything okay?
Your parrot is fine, apart from displaying some signs of depression. He won't eat, he's self-comforting. In the state he's in, I worry his health will decline, so I think it's best if you take him home.
Yeah, of course. I'll be right there.
Great, see you soon.
I'm really sorry, Kyle. I have to go. It's my bird.
Bird?
A parrot, the one I told you about. I have to bring him home from the vet.
Then we'll celebrate at your place. I'll bring the bubbly.
Yeah, okay. See you later.
Angie goes off.
See ya.
Now Angie's back at her place with Gil.
There you are, Gil. Home, sweet home. Are you gonna sing for me? Can you say Ted?
Ted! Ted and Angie!
I can sing you a song. Ted and Angie, sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Flying so high up in the sky with her birdie by her side. Doo-doo-doo, cuckoo-doo-doo.
Now Ted pokes his head out of his apartment. He crosses the hall with Zoe. Ted knocks on Angie's door. Angie points a finger at Gil.
We'll keep going.
Angie answers the door.
Ted! Hey, what's going on?
Ted.
Janine is coming over, so I was wondering, would you mind?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Kyle arrives with flowers and wine.
What's going on here?
Kyle, how did you get in here?
I snuck in with some old-timer.
Oh, okay. Kyle, this is my neighbor, Ted, and his sister's dog. And Ted, this is Kyle.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
I'll pop the bubbly.
Okay.
Kyle heads into Angie's place.
I should go clear any evidence, but thank you for this. You are a lifesaver.
Ted goes off. Kyle looks at Gil.
You say it just flew in here, huh?
Yeah.
Why just leave it at the shelter?
No, shelters, they don't take parrots.
They'd have to if you dumped it at their doorstep. Nasty bug.
Gil doesn't like Kyle.
He's actually really sweet.
You know, this is a pretty great unit. In fact, I was looking for a second place closer to work. Might be a win-win.
Zoe picks up Kyle's jacket.
What the?
Sorry.
Kyle grabs the jacket away.
It's like a zoo in here.
I know. We'll go outside. Zoe, down. You'll be good. Let's go outside.
They go out onto the balcony. Fireworks erupt in the distance.
Well, cheers. This is long overdue.
Cheers.
They clink glasses. Angie drinks her wine.
Great place you got here.
Yeah, sure is.
Cheers again.
They clink and drink. Now in Ted's unit. Ted.
I really do appreciate the follow-up.
Ted notices the dog bowl and kicks it under a chair. Janine.
Well, I know you said the thermostat was working, but I thought it best I check in and make sure.
There's an aquarium on the island.
What do you know? There it goes now. There's the AC. So clearly, all good.
Ted hides a nylabone.
Wow, you have quite the aquatics going on.
Janine examines the fish.
Yes, nothing but fish in here.
And a cat.
Sorry?
Catfish.
You know, it's such a nice night. We should grab a drink on the balcony.
Janine heads out to the balcony. Ted tosses the bone. Now Angie's place. Angie.
Quiet.
Kyle.
All good in there?
Oh, yeah, everything's great. I can manage.
I manage everything. Zoe, you be quiet, too. Here, come hang out. Get some air.
Angie runs back out to the balcony.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Oh, Angie takes her glass. Angie drinks her champagne.
Work's going well. I got a big meeting tomorrow. It's exciting.
Angie sees Ted and Janine come out onto the balcony.
Oh,
Janine.
Looks like your neighbor has a male visitor.
Ted.
We just met.
You know, Ted, I was actually not on board with my dad's decision to run the rental lottery. To me, it just skirts the whole screening process.
Well, you do not have to worry about Angie. She likes to dot her I's and cross her T's.
Well, there is one tenant who would pass the screening with flying colors.
You talking about Jay? Because I would keep an eye on him. You seen the size of that wreath on his door? It's huge. Got a squirrel in there.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not joking. Yeah.
Why don't we go inside?
But we just came out.
Kyle and Angie head back inside. Angie sits on the arm of the couch.
You okay? You seem distracted.
Yeah.
Gil is out of his cage.
I'm really in my head right now. Just thinking about my script.
You're still doing that, huh?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Just because you're so good at what you're doing now.
Well, maybe I can be good at both. Kyle, the other night I was so inspired when I started writing.
The plant Kyle brought Angie.
In fact, I think I might do some more writing tonight. Maybe I can send you what I've got after I'm done.
Sure. Send it my way. I'll look at it when I get back from Cleveland. Which reminds me, can you cover me when I'm away?
Yeah, of course.
See, I don't even know why I ask. We're like yin and yang, Ange. You cover me, and together we balance.
Kyle leans in toward Angie, putting his hands on her arms. He tries to kiss her. She turns her head. Gil nips his shoulder.
Look, I do want to get to my writing, and I have to hold down the fort. So I think we should call it a night.
All right. But next time, I bring dinner.
Zoe holds up Kyle's jacket again.
Seriously?
He grabs it away from her.
Good luck in Cleveland.
Yeah, thanks.
Kyle exits. Now Angie reads the script to Gil and Zoe.
Our heroine cups her hand to her mouth and calls out like a bird. Within seconds, a streak of colored feathers swirl above as her trusty bird lands on her shoulder. Then, the sound of twigs snapping, and out from the forest bursts a dog, followed by a ruggedly handsome explorer, clutching the very treasure map our heroine had been seeking.
Zoe sits beside Angie on the couch. Angie gets up to answer the door.
Hey, Ted.
Ted.
Hey, all good?
Yeah, Zoe started barking, but Gil amazingly calmed her down.
Gil?
Yeah, the vet called. Said that he was depressed. So, of course, I brought him home.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't have dumped Zoe on you if I knew, and it looked like you guys were trying to have a nice night.
No. He was just dropping off a plan and want to talk work and blah, blah, blah. I'm happy that Janine didn't bust you.
Yeah, but you know what? She's all right. She's just trying to impress her dad by doing a good job.
Right.
Angie and Ted look at each other. Gil.
Ruthie! Oh, Ruthie! Bingo!
I don't know what that means.
Maybe whoever owns them plays bingo. You know, actually, I have an old family friend that runs a bingo game not that far from here. If you want, we could go check it out. Might be worth a shot.
Yeah, okay.
I owe you one. Good night, Angie.
Good night, Ted. Night, Zoe.
Ted exits. The next day, Zoe walks in the parking lot with Beth. Angie.
I just don't get their dynamic. Is he into her? Is he not? Are they an item?
Beth.
No. Well, I mean, do you care, though? I thought you were with Kyle. I just don't think that Kyle, he gets me. Well, I can sympathize with that. Oh, no, what's going on? Aaron got offered this new position with less travel, and he's excited about it, but I kind of like things the way they were. I mean, you would fly in, we'd spend some whirlwind days together, and then you would fly out, and I don't know, it just... Oop, on that note, I should fly myself. Beth, I really want to talk about this, though. I know, we will. Later.
Okay. Ted appears.
Hey, hey, Ted. This is my co-pilot and my bestie, Beth.
Hi, have fun at bingo. And don't worry, your secret is safe with me. Bye.
Bye, Beth.
Beth goes off.
I tell her everything.
Everyone needs one of those.
You ready? Because I got to pick up Zoe from the groomers in 3 hours. She loves it there.
My kind of girl.
They get into Angie's car. Now at the bingo tent, an older gent cranks the tumbler. He selects a number.
B5. B5.
Angie and Ted enter. They look at the diehard bingo players with their daubers and lucky charms. Angie.
Wow, this bingo is some serious business.
Player.
We have a bingo. Come on up and get your prize. We'll take a short break. Theodore.
Martin, my man, how are you?
Still kicking and she's still ticking.
That's great. Martin, this is my neighbor, Angie.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you, Martin.
Pleasure to meet you. So, what brings you by other than a friendly howdy-do?
Well, Martin, a parrot flew into my condo, and we think the owner might hang out here because it keeps on yelling bingo.
And the name Ruth?
Ah, I'd love to help you, but the closest thing we have to Ruth is Roy over there, and he's got a ferret. But if you'd like to ask around, maybe play around.
Yeah, thanks, Martin, we will.
All right. See you before you go.
You bet.
Hi, Martin.
Nice to meet you.
Martin goes off.
Okay, you take that side.
Meet you in the middle.
Great.
They start canvassing the players.
Hi, Bruce. She has a parrot. Do you think it'd be Bruce? Parrot.
Ted and Angie meet up again.
Any luck?
No, no one's heard of a Ruth or anyone with a parrot. But I did score a couple of these.
Two bingo cards.
Ready to try your luck?
I was born ready.
Angie and Ted grab a seat at a table. Martin calls the numbers.
Oh, 66. Oh, 66. B12. B28. N42. G50.
Ted and Angie play a single card.
Yes, I got a bingo! I got a bingo! Bingo! I got a bingo!
Angie wins a stuffy.
Thank you, Mark.
She wins a visor. Oh. Angie takes a bow. Ted and Angie leave the bingo place. She has a pile of winnings on the table.
Oh, thank you.
They grab a drink on the way out.
Oh, don't you find when you win, things taste so much better?
I don't know. Let me see.
Ted tries her drink.
Yes.
Theodore.
Definitely.
He hands it back.
It's going to be a thing. Angela.
Wait, how did you know that was my name?
Lucky guess.
They walk near the water.
This is such a beautiful spot.
It's nice, right? All the major flight paths go right overhead. Oh, do not tell Zoe we were here, though. It's her favorite spot to come play catch.
I would never. I'll even clean my shoes off to get rid of the scent.
Wow, you are stealth.
I'm trying. I'm learning. So how long have you been working in air traffic control?
I've been at it for a while. Long enough that I train the new recruits.
Do you have your pilot license?
No. I took the test 6 months ago, but didn't make it.
Well, you know what they always say. At first, if you don't succeed...
Yeah. But, you know, dreams are a tricky thing. My dad, he's an amazing musician. You know, I played in bars and even drove down to Nashville, but in the end, the grind just wore him down, so he got a good job and seemed happy enough.
Well, my mom used to always say to never give up in your dreams.
I guess that's easy for her to say because she got to live out hers on the stage. I always loved to dance too. But my passion has always been my writing, which is why I keep on doing it. I just never thought that I'd be doing the job of 5 different people all at once, though.
Well, maybe there's a way you could find a little balance outside of work. Because you know what they say, all work and no play.
I know. Are you calling me dull, Theodore?
Absolutely not.
Ted and Angie walk on. Now back at the apartment. They enter the building.
Hello, Angie. You're just such a nice guy. I mean, he said that I should come back.
Angie carries her winnings.
I bet he did.
Hey, kids, where you been at?
We were playing bingo.
And winning.
Mm-hmm.
Got the lucky horseshoes, do you?
She does. Me, not so much. Oh, I should go and get my fish food and get it back here before I have to head into work.
Well, if you want, I could take your fish food and feed your fish for you.
You sure? You got a lot on your plate.
Oh, no, I can handle it. Plus, my fish could really use some company.
Okay. Well, I should give you an extra set of my keys then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case of emergencies.
Ted gives Angie his keys.
All right, I shouldn't be too late.
Oh, whatever, it's totally fine. I'll just make sure that the fish food is back at your place before you get home.
Perfect.
Bye.
Bye.
Angie goes off.
You know, there's this author, Gladys Tabor. My grandmother used to love her books. She had this saying about neighbors.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
Being a good neighbor is an art which makes life richer.
Huh. I like that. I'll see you later, Lewis.
Ted goes off. Now Angie sits in her apartment with Zoe and Gil. She closes her laptop, then picks up her phone. There's a message from Ted. Be home soon. Thanks for looking after my fish. Angie replies, anytime, smiley face.
All right, Zoe. Come on, let's get you home.
Angie brings Zoe back to Ted's place.
A little tired you out, huh? Don't worry, your uncle will be home soon.
In the hallway, Janine approaches the elevator. She sees Angie coming out of Ted's apartment, locking the door and going into her own. Angie enters her unit. Gil.
Cha-cha-cha!
Hmm, that's pretty good.
Angie dances. She sits down on the couch.
I'm tired.
She checks her phone. Janine.
Angie? It's Janine. I know you're home.
Coming!
Angie comes into the hall.
Hi. So sorry about that. I burnt something on the stove. What are you doing here this late?
Well, I normally check in the evenings just to see what goes on. And, in fact, I saw you lock up Ted's apartment, so I wanted to make sure everything is okay.
No, it's great. I was feeding his fish.
Gil.
Not on your nail.
That's my brother. He's on a work call. He gets very worked up.
Well, if your brother's been staying with you, all guests need to be registered at the front desk.
Oh, no. Of course I've done that.
Good. Because I wouldn't want to find a reason why this wouldn't work out.
Me too.
Great. Well, I will be seeing you, Angie.
Janine goes off. Angie goes back inside. The next day, Angie arrives on the set of the commercial shoot. Angie.
Hey, Kyle, I sent you my script last night. Did you read it?
Kyle.
No, not yet.
At the craft table.
All right, flight attendants.
He watches the monitor.
242, prepare for takeoff.
No, Con! He's a fence post! Get him out of here! Everything's all here.
Kyle, this is the guy that you chose.
Who knows what he's doing in the cockpit? If I were in this guy's plane, I'd be pulling this chute. This is a disaster. It's going to cost the client a whole day.
Handing the bottle of product to Seth, the actor leaves the set.
Hold that thought. Give me 1 second.
Angie makes a call.
Ted, hi. It's Angie. You wouldn't happen to be free today, are you?
Now Zoe sits with Angie and Kyle.
I don't like
Kyle
staring at my phone like a bone.
Well,
Angie.
I told him to leave his dog at home when he's doing me a favor.
Ted enters looking handsome in a pilot's uniform and shades. Ted taking off the shades.
How do I look?
Look. Perfect. Ted, come here. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the line right here. Before that, just say whatever comes out naturally when you're about to take off and fly.
Okay.
Okay.
Director.
Places, everyone. All right.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Hey.
Okay, guys, remote.
Ted gets into the mockpit. Kyle.
You must be pretty good neighbors for him to do this.
Yeah, we help each other out.
Okay, quiet down.
Alpha only, Mark.
And the clapboard's held in front of Ted.
Action.
Briefing confirmed. Flight instruments checked. Flight attendants, prepare for takeoff. Flight 242 is clear for takeoff. I don't need autopilot.
Ted holds up a bottle of Gasaid. Ted comes back on the floor.
That was amazing.
Is all right?
Yeah, you're so good. You're a natural.
I'd have to agree. Angie, make sure your neighbor here gets an upgrade on the day.
Angie gives Zoe back.
Will, yeah.
Hey, Zoe. Hey, come on. Sorry about that.
No biggie. Well, we should get back to work.
Yeah.
Kyle talks to someone else.
You're a real lifesaver.
Oh, I'm glad I could help. Plus, I owe you one or a couple.
Angie?
I gotta get back to work, but I'll see you back at the homestead.
See you there.
Come on. Ted goes off.
I'm so happy you left.
Now back at the office. Angie to a colleague.
Can you send the dailies off to the new client? Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm learning rumba, tango, and cha-cha.
Another colleague demonstrates dance steps.
Cha-cha-cha.
Zoe makes a call.
Hi, it's Angie. I was wondering if you could help me locate a possible dance student. Yes, her name would be Ruth.
Now back at the building, Ted gets out of his car. He's carrying 3 shopping bags. He enters the building. Ted.
Hey, Lewis, you hungry? Because I got enough here to feed a family.
Lewis.
I just finished the club sandwich, couldn't eat another bite.
Angie enters.
Hey, that was a long day.
Oh, longer. So I figured out cha-cha-cha is a dance, the one that Gil keeps... My friend keeps on saying.
Right, and?
No luck. I called all the dance studios. None of them have cha-cha-cha in them.
Well, if you want, we could dig into it a bit further with a little takeout.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Now on Ted's balcony. Ted.
It's amazing how hard you're trying to find Gil's owner. You know, with everything you juggle at work.
Angie.
Well, apparently I'm a pro at multitasking. In fact, I think I've almost finished my script.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you think I could read it? Only if you feel comfortable sharing.
No, I would love for you to read it. Just, I don't have an ending yet.
Oh, that's perfect. I love a cliffhanger.
Angie looks down at her phone.
Oh no. Someone responding to my online ad for Gil. They said they'll take him.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. I really do want to find his owner. He's just been through so much. He was injured and now he ends up with me. And then I just ship him off to the stranger. I can't do that to him. What?
It's just nice you're willing to take the risk.
Well, he's a really sweet bird. Even though he is a loud mouse.
Gil.
Bingo!
Do you want to maybe have a drink inside?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that. You got music?
Oh, do I have music?
They go inside.
Hey, yeah. I like this song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good song.
I like this.
Angie dances. Gil bops.
Oh, Gil's got the moves. Okay, Gil.
Gil bobs his head.
Gil, come on, man. You're upstaging me. Zoe?
Ted dances.
You know what? Forget it. Fine. Let's see what you got.
Angie pirouettes.
That was
incredible. Zoe and I, we are truly humble.
Well, I told you my mom was a dancer.
Still, if I tried any of that, I'd just end up tripping on my own feet.
Well, it's actually not that hard. It's really just all about the music and how it makes you feel. And it's all about...
They move closer. They stand looking at each
other. Did the music just change?
Yeah.
They briefly kiss.
Oh. Sorry.
Angie checks her message.
Sorry about that.
No, I should get Zoe home. She's like a toddler if she gets overtired.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for sharing your takeout with me. I had fun.
That's what neighbors do. Slide that script under my door. Come on. Night, Angie.
Night, Ted.
Ted exits. The next day, Angie's office. Angie.
Seth, have the Delish promos been photoshopped yet?
Seth.
Kyle put me on another client because he said you'd do it.
Seth goes off. Angie walks down the corridor. She stops, looking down at her feet. Kyle appears.
There you are. What are you doing?
Oh, what is it that you want, Kyle?
Dinner. You and I, this Saturday. We can go over a few things, work and, you know, other stuff.
Like my script?
Right.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Honestly, Ange, I think this job is a better fit for you. So why keep struggling with the writing when you fall into all this so easily here with me? You just gotta get that beautiful head of yours out of the clouds. And then you'll see how you and I can make this place the best it can be. How about we talk about this more for dinner this weekend?
Yeah, that sounds good.
We'll go over the Garrison proposal. It'll be great.
Great.
Kyle goes off. Now back at Angie's place, Angie sits on the couch flipping through her script. Angie.
What if Kyle's right?
Script in hand, Angie goes out into the hallway. She knocks on Ted's door. Ted answers the door.
Angie, hey.
Hey.
Is that your masterpiece?
Oh, I really wouldn't call it that. Don't want to set the bar too high.
Here, I'll read it tomorrow before I go check out some wings.
Wings, wait, what do you mean?
Why don't you come with me? I'll show you.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Ted holds his hand out for the script.
Of course.
Thank you.
She hands it to him.
Ted, remember, low expectations.
They return to their units. Now Ted reads.
Dust. The plane lands and careens down the hilltop, coming to a stop just inches from where the hill gives way to a deep cavern. Our heroine steps out of the plane, amazed once again by the pilot's abilities to navigate the wild terrain before they begin their descent towards the treasures they've been seeking.
Welcome to my fantasy.
Now at an airplane hangar. Ted, Zoe, and Angie.
Wow, this is like a giant plane museum.
Yeah, except these planes, they aren't retired.
So they actually fly?
Yeah, they sure do.
Wow.
That one over there, that's called the Mustang. And this big fella here, that's a 1953 Beaver. Incredible.
Is that a Spitfire?
Yeah, that's a Spitfire. Wow, you know your planes.
I know a little bit.
I am impressed.
Rest.
A small yellow aircraft.
This one over here? My favorite.
They walk over to the plane.
This plane is just... Oh, it's incredible. I'd love to fly this someday. Just take it up higher and higher until your head was literally in the clouds.
Sounds like it would really take your breath away.
It would, yeah. You know, something else took my breath away. Your script.
Thanks, Ted, but you really don't need to say that.
No, I mean it. Your words, they're incredible. Really transported me. You know, just like flying.
Well, I guess both our heads should be in the clouds then. Because this place with all these planes, I can tell that's where your heart and passion is. I hope your feet are never on the
ground. Angie pets Zoe.
I wish there was a place that we could all spread our wings and fly, right, Zoe? Thanks for reading my script and all of this.
Thank you for sharing it.
Now back at the building, Angie and Ted get out of Ted's car. Angie.
That was so fun. I cannot wait to tell Beth all about the planes.
Well, maybe we should bring her next time.
Yeah, she'd love that. Uh-oh.
Janine approaches. Janine.
Angie, just the tenant I wanted to see. And Ted, what have you both been up to? And whose dog is in your car?
That's my sister's. Yeah, my sister's dog. Lives at my sister's house, and she needed me to take the dog out for a walk because she was stuck at work. And then we ran into Angie on our walk with my car.
Oh, well, if your sister's so busy, maybe she shouldn't have a dog.
What is that?
Ah, this is a decoy for your balcony. It's supposed to scare off birds.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
We should go set it up.
Oh, you don't have to bother. I'm sure it's not that tricky. Plus, I'll just ask maintenance if I have a problem.
Sure. But make sure it's clearly visible on the railing.
Angie takes the decoy.
Well, I should get my sister's dog back to my sister. She's done work.
Ted gets Zoe from the car.
Get out of here. Let's go.
Whoa.
Hi. Janine waves. Ted runs off with Zoe. Angie's long gone. Angie enters the apartment.
Gil, you'll never believe the wings that I saw today.
She sets the decoy on the counter.
Although, I'm sure when your wing heals, you'll be able to fly as high as you ever did before. Promise you.
Angie opens the cage.
Now, there's no way an owl would scare a parrot.
Angie sets the owl decoy on a placemat. On top of his cage, Gil starts backing away.
Gil, you okay? What's wrong?
Now Angie returns to the pet shop. She approaches the employee. Angie.
Hi there. You seem to know a bit about birds, right?
Employee.
I did take an ornithology class.
I'm going to assume that has to do with birds. So I have a parrot, and he's usually very friendly, but he became very uncomfortable when he saw this.
Angie sets the decoy on the counter.
Parrot, the only pet you got?
Yep, until another bird flies into my condo.
Well, in the wild, parrots thrive when they find a partner. And if you're all he's got, this could be making him jealous.
Oh. So, Gil, he's feeling lonely because I'm all he has.
I agree.
Well, thank you, I guess.
No problem. Anytime.
Angie takes the decoy and exits. Back at the apartment. In the hallway, Lewis is delivering envelopes.
Yeah.
He listens at Angie's door. Later that night, Angie's on her balcony with her phone. Ted comes out on his balcony. Ted.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey. You just getting back now?
Yeah. Janine was overseeing some yard work, so it took me till now to sneak Zoe back in. How is the owl?
Apparently, Gil is lonely, so saw the owl as a threat to my affections.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, I can't deny Gil has good taste.
Thanks. Anyway, I want to try and find Gil a sanctuary. The one here is overcrowded, so I'm looking at different states. My hope is to find Gil the partner that he needs.
Sounds like a good plan.
Well, I should get back inside, but thank you so much for today. I had so much fun.
Hey, you don't have to thank me. Good night.
Night.
And good luck with the sanctuary.
Thanks, Ted.
They go back inside their apartments. The next day, Lewis to a tenant.
That parking spot doesn't come with your condo. Sorry, Jay, I can't do it. Not on your Nelly.
Angie appears.
Have a good one.
Jay goes off. Angie approaches Lewis at his front desk. Angie.
Lewis, did you just say, not on your Nelly?
Lewis.
That's right. I had forgotten about it, but my grandma used to say it. Especially when we tried to put her in a home. She had a lot to say then. I don't know why she put up such a fight. There was beauty parlor, bingo night, dance class.
That's it. Thank you, Lewis. And thank you, Grandma.
Angie runs off. Angie arrives at a retirement home. Kyle on the phone.
Angie, where are you?
Kyle, I'll be just about an hour.
Because we're swamped over here.
Look, I'll get there as soon as I can. Bye.
Angie!
Angie scans the residents in the garden. Some are walking, some are sitting at tables playing games.
Not on your Nelly.
Martha, I won fair and square.
She approaches two women at a table.
So sorry to bother you, but you wouldn't happen to be Ruth.
Woman.
By any chance.
Well, I should hope not, or I'd be 6 feet under.
What do you mean?
Ruthie passed away a few weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
Have a seat, dear. I'm sorry, too. Ruthie was a sweetheart.
Angie sits with
even
them.
Even though some people around here thought different, because she spoke her mind, mm-hmm. just like that bird of hers.
Gil, the parrot. I have him. I have Gil. He flew into my condo.
Well, what do you know? I was worried about that loudmouth after he got loose. Ruthie would be glad to know he's found a new home.
Besides speaking her mind, what was Ruth like? I mean, how did she end up with a parrot?
She was chasing a dream. Ruthie always wanted to travel the islands of the South Pacific. Wanted to see the birds of paradise with her own eyes. But like it always does, life got busy. She kept putting it off, and ended up here, wondering how it became too late.
So she got Gil to remind her of her dreams.
That's right. So she could wake up every morning and see that bird and imagine, just for a moment, she's in paradise. Oh, well, that's lunch. Do me a favor. Tell that dang bird of yours, Nancy says hello.
I will, Nancy. Thank you.
Nancy gets up and goes off. Now at the office, Kyle.
I don't care if it's not their job. Find someone to do it. Oh, thank goodness. Why didn't you respond to my text last night?
It was late, Kyle.
Angie.
Well, the wrong stills from the shoot went out for the client, so I need you to do damage control. I know you're not the point person, but you're so good at it.
Yeah, I'll handle that. But after that, I think I'm going to take some time off.
Time off? For what?
I want to finish my script.
Oh, Angie.
What?
I told you, this is your thing.
I don't think that it is. And I want to at least try before it's too late. Did you even read my script?
I skimmed it.
So you didn't even read it?
It's not even finished, Andrew. There's no endings. How could I really dig
in? It's not finished because I keep on being sidelined with all of this.
That's because this is what you should be doing.
No. No.
Angie shakes her head.
Not on your Nelly.
Who's Nelly?
I'm not going to do this anymore. None of it. So the only hat that I'm going to be wearing from now on is my writer's cap.
Angie walks away.
Angie, come on. You're making a big mistake. What you're talking about is a pipe dream. This is real. Angie!
Angie keeps on going. Seth.
Don't look at me. I got a rumba.
Seth dances away. Kyle stomps off. Back at the apartment, Angie gets out of the car.
I feel totally free.
She's on the phone.
Like I literally could do anything.
Beth.
And you can.
You know what? You are so right.
Janine can't kick me out for going after Ted, so I'm taking him out of the fantasy bank, and I am going to go for it.
That a girl?
Angie hangs up. Angie enters the lobby.
Hello, Lewis. Give me props.
They high five. Angie approaches the elevator and presses the button. She sends a message to Ted. I'm doing it. I'm going after my dream. You in? The elevator arrives and Angie gets in. Now approaching his car in a parking lot, Ted checks his messages. He gets into the car. He makes a call.
Hey, it's Ted. I'd like to book a taxi.
Back at the building, Angie steps off the elevator. She tosses her keys in the air as she approaches the apartment. She enters, leaving the door open. She walks over to Gil's cage.
Guess what, Gil? I'm free. I think this calls for a little celebration, don't you think? Maybe a cha-cha-cha? Okay.
Angie dances. She grabs a bottle of juice from the fridge. Gil dances out of his cage. Angie doesn't notice Gil walk out into the hall. She pirouettes, then notices Gil is missing from his cage.
Gil?
Angie runs out into the hall.
Cha-cha-cha.
Gil is sauntering along the hallway. Angie sees Gil get into the elevator as the doors close. Angie hammers the elevator button. She goes downstairs and runs out of the elevator looking for Gil. In the lobby, Gil is sitting on Lewis's desk.
Okay, Gil. It's okay.
Lewis.
You just flew in and landed here.
Thanks, Lewis.
Janine appears, seeing Gil. Angie whirls around to see Janine. Janine crosses her arms haughtily. Now back in Angie's apartment, Gil is put back in his cage.
Sorry.
Nearby, Janine watches. Angie.
I guess I didn't close his cage properly.
Janine.
That's beside the point, don't you think?
No, of course. Janine, for what it's worth, I didn't mean to have a pet. He just flew in here one day, and
Start packing.
Janine turns to go. Gil.
Condo cop!
Gil glares at Janine. Janine glares back. Janine goes off. Later, Ted arrives back at the building. He gets out of his car. He opens the door and unloads Zoe from the back seat.
Ted.
Janine comes running.
There you are. Oh, out with your sister's dog again, I see.
Yes.
On that note, I have bad news. It turns out I was right to have concerns about your new neighbor.
Now Angie exits a side door carrying her plant. She puts the plant into her car. She sees Janine talking to Ted.
What do you mean?
It means she was hiding a pet. This giant parrot that was flying around wreaking havoc.
Huh. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I know. It's a disappointment. Especially since it means I'll have to evict her. So it's a good thing that dog is your sister's. Otherwise, I'd say you and your neighbor were in cahoots.
Actually, Zoe has been staying here with me. And it's just temporary, and I really don't want to lose this place, but Angie and I...
Then you won't.
I don't understand.
It's temporary, and it's not as if it's your pet. So it's not like Angie's situation at all.
Well, no, but neither
then
Gil.
You're not at fault.
Angie watches.
We'll see you at the next meeting. And maybe we'll have a drink after.
Janine goes off triumphantly. Angie climbs into her car.
I guess I was wrong.
She puts on her seatbelt. Later, Ted's exiting his apartment.
Hey, be good.
He knocks on Angie's door. He pushes the door open.
Angie?
Then he enters the apartment. Angie has swiftly moved out. Ted finds a feather on the floor. He picks up the yellow feather and looks at it. Now Ted goes downstairs. He approaches Janine sitting in the lobby. Ted.
Janine?
Yes.
You know, I don't think we'll be having that drink after all. Angie and I, we were in cahoots.
Lewis looks on and smiles. Meanwhile, Angie's gone back to Beth's. Beth has made a pot of tea. Angie.
Thanks.
She pours Angie a cuppa.
Well, I did find Gil's sanctuary. I have to fly out there with him, but it's going to be totally worth it.
Angie checks her phone. Message from Ted. I heard what happened. How are you doing? She plops her phone down. Beth.
Why don't you talk to him?
What's the point? He's not my neighbor anymore. I don't need him to cover for me, and he clearly never needed me to.
Okay, well, the point is that you were going to go for it.
I just thought that he would fight a bit harder for me and for Gil.
Back in his apartment, Ted is packing up. He checks his phone. There's no message from Angie.
Sorry, buddy. No response.
Ted.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe we were just neighbors.
So he lies down and he pats her head. Ted excitedly reaches for his phone.
Hey, sis. How's the Netherlands? That's great. Oh, I guess he'll be wanting Zoe back. Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah, call me back.
Now back at Beth's. Gil is sitting in his cage. Angie takes the owl decoy out of the box. She looks at Gil in the cage.
Okay.
Angie.
You're so depressed you don't even care about your nemesis.
Gil.
Gil and Zoe.
I know. I miss her too.
Gil and Zoe.
Wait. It wasn't the stupid owl. You were protecting Zoe's toys. Looks like they both have a little bit of a heartache.
Now Ted's at the airplane hangar. He meets with the flight instructor. Ted.
All right. Let's give this another shot.
They approach a small aircraft. Now Angie enters the lobby of her old building. Lewis greets her. Lewis greets her, handing her some mail.
I'll make sure your mail gets forwarded.
Angie.
Thanks, Lewis.
It's not a problem. I'm doing the same thing for Ted.
Ted, wait, what do you mean?
He's moving out too. I thought you knew.
No, I thought that Janine was okay with Zoe.
She was, but then Ted told her it wasn't right. He said the two of you were in it together. And he wasn't going to let you take the only fall. Because he knows a good neighbor is an art that makes life richer. And I think you're both pretty rich.
Thanks, Lewis. You're the best.
They shake hands.
See you around.
Angie exits. Now Angie walks in the park. Nearby, Ted plays with Zoe. He tosses a ball. Angie sees them. Ted.
Neighbor?
Angie approaches Ted.
What are you doing here?
Angie.
A little bird told me where to find you. I'm sorry, Ted, that I didn't respond to any of your texts.
No, that's all right. I totally get it.
Look, I heard you talking to Janine. Part where she told you that you could stay and I couldn't. And I thought that he didn't have my back. Turns out, I was wrong. So, thank you.
For becoming homeless?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, to be honest, I didn't want to live there anyway. Not without you. Because I think you're right. I think we do belong in the clouds. I think we belong there together.
Ted and Angie kiss.
I think you're right.
They kiss again. Zoe noses them.
Oh, Zoe, I missed you too.
Well, you won't have to miss her. My sister called. She couldn't find a place that takes dogs, so I'm keeping her.
So I guess Gil doesn't need to find a partner after all.
Angie puts her arms around Ted's neck.
Sure does.
They kiss again.
Well, I guess I should go unpack.
Not necessarily.
Now at the airplane hangar. Angie carries Gil in a smaller cage. Ted is with Zoe. Together they approach a small aircraft. Ted.
So any idea where you want to fly to?
Angie.
I don't know. Maybe someplace tropical. Inspiration for my next script.
Does that mean you found the ending for your first one?
I sure have.
Angie kisses Ted. They approach the plane. Now back at the building. In the lobby on the couch, Janine chats with Kyle. Kyle.
I was looking for a crash pad closer to work. As long as there aren't any pets allowed.
Janine.
Absolutely not.
Oh. Oh, and birds in the balcony? Such a nuisance.
Such a nuisance?
And is there anything worse than the sound of a neighbor's dog barking?
Nothing. Well, shall we go over a lease and maybe get a coffee?
I'd love to.
Okay. This way.
Janine gets up. Kyle follows.
Good night.
Good night. Okay.
Lewis watches them happily go off together. Lewis.
All clear.
A man approaches, taking a little dog out of a
Hello
basket.
Hello there, Gidget. Did someone get a haircut? Looking
now a woman with another dog
good.
On a leash.
Hey, Addy. Did you get a new collar? I think you did. Brandy, my girl. Where have you been all my life?
The tenants exit the building with their animals.
Time to get you two home.
Lewis has a couple of bunnies in a carrying bag. A few months later, a small yellow plane is in flight.
Exterior. Jungle.
Day. Angie reads.
A parrot soars high above the tree lines, skimming the treetops, while down below, our heroine, her pilot, and her trusty dog leave the spoils of the discovered treasure behind as they head back into the jungle, ready to take on their next
In the open
adventure.
Cockpit, Angie throws her arms in the air. Ted flies the aircraft. Together, they soar through the sky.